Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of TAG Talks. I'm Brigadier General Greg Johnson, TAG 63, and excited today to talk about a system, but it's more than a system, called IPERMS. And today we have one of our great employees. He's kind of a dual role kind of guy. He's a colonel in the reserves, but for us, he's a, I don't know, superstar civilian here at HRC, helping to oversee IPERMS and a bunch of other things in the records space. Mr. Nate May, Colonel Nate May, welcome to TAG Talks.
Thanks, sir. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and the team today. Appreciate the intro. And like you said, I am dual status, G6 for the Reserve Aviation Command here on post, and also the chief of the Army Soldier Records Branch, and happy to talk about the IPERMS application that I'm the functional owner for, as well as DAPMIS, the DA Photo Management System, which doesn't really get a lot of activity here lately.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to talk with you today.
Yeah, and you're a man of many skills and tricks, right? You know, we were talking a little bit about your music. What are you learning? Because you're playing guitar, or you already know how to play guitar, but what are you learning?
Right now I'm learning Gimme Shelter by the Stones, classic guitar intro, some Huey Lewis in the News and some other stuff, Free Ride. You know, I've got a wide range of music. My family actually grew up playing bluegrass music here in Kentucky.
Nice.
So that's kind of how I got my introduction to it.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm glad you're expanding to like the West Coast, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Getting some West Coast bands and the other way, also getting the Rolling Stones in there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my dad was in the Navy, so I've lived coast to coast. Lived some time in San Diego and Virginia and Florida, so but Kentucky's home for us. So
yeah,
here we are.
Not that anyone needs the TAG's music picks, but early Huey Lewis is pretty good. Pre-83.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so let's talk about IPERMS. Like, what the heck is IPERMS?
Basically, IPERMS is a repository that houses all of the documents that capture a soldier's career from initial entry training when they first enlist or commission, all the way through their career for promotions and selection, capturing their entire career, all the way to the point of separation or retirement, and even beyond. So even veterans today have access to IPERMS. We're public facing. Veterans can go in via DS logon and look at their entire record, download it. And so we keep electronic records here in the production at HRC for a total of 62 years. That's kind of governed by the National Archives Record Administration.
Yep.
And then after that 62-year period, we will accession those records to the National Archives. And I think the first time we're gonna hit that is, 2035. So we're getting close have to move those records.
But the rules kind of tell you that we're keeping records for a while.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so let me just rewind just a bit. The way that I always think of IPERMS is your whole kind of records, admin records, is in this thing. Your evals, your promotion orders, your basic actions that are tied to any kind of pay thing.
Absolutely.
We're also kind of thinking through in the future some of the assessment information. Because we have evals, you could put accession information in here. A bunch of things just are housed in here for the soldier.
Absolutely.
So you don't necessarily have to carry all this stuff around in your big folder. You can actually look in IPERMS.
The electronic I Love Me book exists within IPERMS.
Yeah.
Probably more than you would want to put in your I Love Me book.
Right,
but,
right.
We try to do our best to capture everything that is, like you said, pay substantiating, emergency next of kin notification, SGLV, SGLI.
Yeah, like your DD-93 and, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I think all my certifications are in there. I think my college transcripts are in there, and I didn't necessarily have the highest GPA or college.
I'm right there with you, sir.
I don't know. But those are in there too.
Yes, sir.
All for, basic, I think, just record keeping. Long term, some of that stuff's talent management based, you know.
Absolutely.
To understand who we have in the Army and what kind of talents they have. So I think there's a big opportunity there. Audit is a big thing.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the Army is kind of trudging along trying to get to a clean audit and, you know, tying HR actions to actual pay and being able to prove why, you know, you're paid what you are as a colonel in the reserves and me as a general, is part of that auditability. And the system's a part of that, right?
It is, absolutely. Right now, you know, our audit capabilities are very manual in nature. So we get audited by the Payment Integrity Information Act folks and also the KPMG quarterly audit folks. And we're currently, you know, I have a team that goes in and will pull documents for audit purposes. They kind of show up, give us a list of SSNs, tell us what documents they're looking for, and we have to go in and pull them. But where we're moving right now is we want to get to an automated document pull capability so that we can just put in the soldier's SSN and the doc types we're looking for, and the system spits out, you know, what KPMG or PIIA needs, or, you know, even for talent management purposes, I could see that also being used.
Yeah, right.
And then kind of in parallel to that, sir, fully acknowledge our record review tool that we currently have is very antiquated. It was developed in 2014, so it's a decade old, and it needs to be redesigned. But to do that in a way that's going to be more automated and easier for the soldier and more soldier-facing, we need to get an interface where we're getting pay data, and we're exploring different ways to get that pay data.
Yeah.
We've talked to FMD IPSA. We've talked to DFAS. DFAS has kind of steered us toward the Advana data warehouse. So I'm waiting to get that contact information, but we plan to pursue sort of a more of a real-time record review. If you think about it, kind of like TurboTax.
You log
into TurboTax and it's kind of showing you, hey, we already have all this information. You only really need to address these areas. That's kind of the direction we're going with the record review redesign.
No, I think that's a good point. And, you know, folks that are out there listening, hey, it's a requirement to do a personnel records review every year, which means you're supposed to go in and, hey, validate that all your stuff is in IPERMS and you're getting, your admin data is correct and you're getting paid essentially the right amount tied to all the documents that are in your file here in IPERM. So that's a requirement, but the tool hasn't been the easiest to use. I mean, it's functioning, it's there, you can use it, but it's not the easiest thing to use.
That's true, sir, and we acknowledge that, and we're trying to make steps to improve that.
Which you have over the last, you know, year and some change.
The field may not know, back in October, pretty quickly we turned around this audit snapshot. It's a tab that every soldier will, when they log into their IPERMS, they can see the audit snapshot at the top. And if we have the document that is a key supporting document related to pay, it will be in that audit snapshot. If we don't have it, it'll just say none. But kind of the next phase is like, oh, you're supposed to have it and it's not in your record, so we're gonna let your HR professional know and let you know that you need to, you know, there's a discrepancy here. So that's all gonna tie into our record review tool.
I think that's, you know, the game plan is, hey, you've identified a way ahead that's gonna help that capability, increase and improve that capability, and it'll help soldiers, it'll help S1s. And, you know, there was no audit tool, to your point, you know, 2 years ago.
That's correct.
And you guys, I think, did a really good job to put that together and get it out. I know that's one of the areas that at the upcoming AG week in June, I'll actually talk about. I'll talk about your team putting that together and getting it out to S1s for help. But I'm excited about the records review tool way ahead, because as you add some of that more real-time info, it really becomes hey, no kidding. This is your info right here.
Yes, sir. And we're pretty excited about it. In fact, you know, not to brag on the Army, but There's been other services that are
You can brag on the Army. This is good. go Army.
So the Navy's coming out next week. Their version of IPERMS is called IMPRIS.
Yeah.
And they kind of want to see how the Army's doing business.
Sure.
They want to see some of the audit snapshot. They want to see how ASBS 2.0 is coming along. They want to see how we're automated. They have different challenges being, out at sea and bandwidth limitations and those sorts of things. But we've worked with also the Marine Corps and then the Space Force, being a new branch of service, is still trying to get their electronic records management up and running. Mm-hmm. So we've been in discussions with them as well. So I think the Army is doing a fairly decent job at our electronic records management mission. And that really ties in with the vision of our branch. It's just like, let's meet the needs of the Army, for what.
I would just say take care of people, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just take care of folks, and this is part of it. Even though the mission, right, is really tied to a big Army goal, which is to become auditable. And then at the end of the day, there's a bunch of talent management stuff we're interested in as well. You talked automated. Maybe talk a little bit about, hey, so IPSA Release 3 went live about 18 months ago. But what that did for you was connect a bunch of automatic, right, documents being sent versus having to have an S1 upload stuff. Anyway, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so IPSA is by far our largest provider of documents, and that's in large part because they automated a lot of the most common forms and documents that the field was sending to us manually in batches. Which required my people to go in and our employees to, input those documents. But long story short, IPSA is a direct feed connection point to point with IPERMS. And so when a PCS order hits, it goes automatically into the record. Promotion order hits, goes directly into the record. AAM through LOM goes automatically into the record.
Yeah.
So no more manual scanning. It's been really refreshing to have that automation. IPSA is one of our most recent data connections for documents. We do have over 30 other direct interfaces.
Yeah.
And just as a service, we're hovering just above 90% fully automated. And so we want to be automated wherever we can. It's auditable, like we talked about. It's we know with great certainty that it's going to get into the soldier's record.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, we know that there's a problem. And so it's been good. But IPSA is by far, has helped us out a lot.
Yeah, I know you're working on, the analytics arm of this, to the point of understanding, hey, what's maybe missing that we can help shape and help S1s do those record reviews of their soldiers. But some of this all matters though, right, because of Army boards. Like your board file for a promotion board, right, is really kind of coming from IPERMS.
Correct.
So maybe just talk a little bit about that, and then let's get into RMI too, which is super exciting. At least for my, you can tell I'm a little passionate and maybe even nerdy about this stuff. But let's talk about boards real quick.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing for soldiers to remember with the board is that if they have a missing document, they need to provide it to their record manager for it to be uploaded into IPERMS in a batch and email it to our board support team. If they put that in the comment that it's board related, we'll get that turned around. It's top priority.
Yeah, very fast.
In 3 days at the very most.
Yeah. And the right rep is usually a battalion S1, but some organizations, there's other folks that help, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah.
We're working with the ASBS 2.0 team in testing right now. We're in the test window, kind of helping to inform them of current business process and business processes that need to be also explored in 2.0 and need to be present, such as the adverse summaries and derogatory information. So we're kind of hashing through that with the ASBS 2.0 development team and testing those at this time. So. It's going really well. Yeah, for board inquiries, we have a team that's dedicated to supporting that, and they do a great job.
Yeah, no, they are some of the, if I was to categorize who gets some of the most ICE positive ICE comments, it's that team that's helping folks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ms. Lockhart, and she's one of my supervisors, and her team of, I think about 9 folks, they do tremendous work.
Yeah, and they do it fast too. It's like, you know, it's not uncommon for me to see, you know, Ms. Lockhart or a few of your other employees to get multiple ICE comments. And I don't know, it's good to see that you got a passionate team just helping soldiers.
And it's sort of been in the time that, you know, you and I have been working together, it's been sort of this paradigm shift. Like, you know, I feel like I came on board in December of 22, right before IPSA went live. And it was like this really kind of turbulent time for HRC and the whole HR community.
Getting ready for IPS, yeah.
And, you know, ICE was kind of viewed as this negative feedback system.
Yeah.
In my experience in the past 6 to 8 months, I mean, it's been largely positive ICE comments. And so I think that that's truly a testament to, the you know, General Drew and yourself and this big push to really focus on customer service and soldier service and care.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, and it's for me, it gives me an opportunity to go pat folks on the back too, because you know, I'm not interacting with everybody in TAG every day, right? I'm interacting with you or a couple other colonels or a couple other folks.
Right.
So it gives me the opportunity to kind of talk and say thank you to the team. All right, let's quickly talk about RMI. So RMI is essentially, right, auto indexing of documents. And this is stuff coming from an S1, right? You know, you got to add a bunch of documents that is not in your IPERMs, and so the S1 is generally the lead, especially on the active side, for doing all that. You know, what is RMI and how is that helping that process?
So RMI stands for Reduction of Manual Indexing, which literally describes the labor-intensive process.
Brilliant acronym.
Yeah, that we used to follow. I have a team of indexers, and all they would do all day long is just manually index metadata.
Yeah.
Last name, first name, effective date, doc type, and bam, it goes into the record.
Yeah.
Well, what we've done is we've created an integrated solution using artificial intelligence and machine learning. And we, through the machine learning, we trained the top volume documents that, let's say, IPS isn't sending us, or, you know, SEPS isn't sending us for evaluations, et cetera. These are still documents that are, you know, paper-based, that are getting scanned in and sent to the Army to go into the soldier's record. So we trained 370 of the most common document types, and the RMI solution is auto-recognizing those document types, tagging and recognizing the metadata that it needs, and auto-filing it into the soldier's record. And we rolled out the initial capability in May of last year, and then we went full on, taking everything from the field and running it through this RMI tool in January of this year. And to date, we're only about 90 days in since we released the capability, but it has it's doing about 20% of our volume.
Yeah,
and it's continuing to get better as we continue to teach the system, you know, where it has problems, we're able to course correct, and so, you know, we look for that percentage to increase even more moving forward.
Yeah, no, I think it's been a pretty good capability that we've delivered to the Army, which is only going to buy more and more time back. You know, even for S1s, because it goes quick, right? You know, it goes quick and gets into that soldier's record. And then also on our side, we can utilize our employees to do other deeper analysis for some of the things you're doing.
I do want to make a plug for anybody listening to just say what RMI is not. RMI is not a fire and forget, because if you do that, then you're going to send things that maybe aren't authorized for a soldier record, and then it becomes a self-licking ice cream cone and defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
So we, S1s, HR professionals, still utilize the required document list, which is available on the front page of the IPERM's webpage. Those are the documents that are required to go in the soldier's AMHRR.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the system's good, but it's not that good to where it's weeding out what it needs and what it doesn't need.
Yeah.
And in fact, if it recognizes something that's unauthorized, it's going to slow your batch down, and we're going to have to take a look at it.
Yeah. But part of the goal on as we continue to go to the right is to get that to
Yes, sir.
To do all that.
That's
right?
The goal. That's the goal. Yes, sir.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. And again, the folks that are helping with this, I always just wave my hand and say, hey, the outside is doing this already. In a lot of different cases.
That's fair.
So we'll get there too. But excited there. Hey, we're at time. I really appreciate you jumping on. I'll give you the last word here. Anything you want to throw out, that you might not have covered already?
Just for the field to know that, we're working hard on your behalf. We're supporting, approximately on average, 20,000 documents that are coming from all across the Army. On a daily basis. And our standard of service, if the RMI is not picking it up and getting it into your record within minutes, we've reduced our standards of service down to about 20 days. We were at 45 days, and now we're at 20. So we're just going to continue to keep our foot on the gas.
I think you guys were worse at one point.
That is true. We had some bumps in the road.
You're good. You guys are doing great.
But we're gonna keep cranking. We're not gonna let off the gas. And we have an open Teams channel. We have LPDs that we host.
Yeah.
Everybody should tune into those. They've been well attended in the past. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we have going on in IPERMS.
Yeah, absolutely, Nate. So thanks for coming on. Hey, a couple of things there. So, on all of our platforms, the Adjutant General, you'll find the links or even the stories on some of the town halls that Nate's team is doing. And those town halls are all about just educating our customers, battalion S1s, others, on how to use the tool and how to troubleshoot things and et cetera, how to make it work a little better for them. Because that's a lot of what we're doing up here is just trying to help and take care of people, which is giving time back and getting records, et cetera, done the right way. Hey, we're at the end. Appreciate the time, Nate.
Yeah, it's been great.
You guys
flew
are,
by.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Dedicated team. So please pass on my thanks to all those that are focusing on people. For those that are listening, thanks for listening today. Again, at the Adjutant General on all the social media platforms, and you can find Tag Talks on all your podcasting platforms as well. This is the last podcast for me as Tag 63.
I feel honored, sir.
There you go, Nate. So you're tied. You're tied to me forever. It's been a blast to be the tag. But I look forward to connecting. In my next role.
Yes, sir.
Here real soon. So thanks, folks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.